Join the Wall Street Journal online October 12th for WSJ Pro Sustainable Business Forum and take away practical advice on how to build a sustainability strategy that's right for your business. From now until September 21st, you can save 25% on your ticket by registering at wsj.com/sustainablebusiness. No code required. That's wsj.com/sustainablebusiness.
Welcome to Tech News Briefing. It's Thursday, August 10th. I'm Zoe Thomas for The Wall Street Journal. Since becoming widely available to the public last year, artificial intelligence chatbots have seemed capable of taking over so many things humans do, making art, writing code, telling stories. But one thing these increasingly powerful tools like ChatGPT might not be getting better at? Basic math. Josh Zumbrunn writes the numbers column for the Wall Street Journal and will join us to explain why. Plus, we've got exclusive reporting on Tesla's autopilot system, which has been involved in more than a dozen crashes with emergency vehicles. But first, tech platforms including Facebook and Google are set to face new data rules in India. The Digital Personal Data Protection Act requires companies to get consent from users before collecting their personal data, and only use that information for the stated purposes. India's parliament said the bill is needed to protect citizens, but rights groups argue it gives New Delhi too much power and could increase censorship, because the bill also gives the government the power to block online information. The country's Ministry for Information Technology didn't respond to a request for comment, and a date for when the rules take effect hasn't been announced yet. Meta declined to comment, and Google didn't respond to a request for comment. New York has announced its first cybersecurity strategy. The state has been battered by an array of cyber attacks, including a months-long ransomware strike that shut down municipal systems on Long Island and hacks on schools and healthcare systems. New York's Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Services responded to 57 cyber incidents in 2022. WSJ Pro cybersecurity reporter James Rundle has more on the strategy.
It touches on a number of areas. It stretches from the security of government systems through to more regulation for critical infrastructure sectors and more support for county governments and local governments that have been particularly hard hit by cyber attacks over the past couple of years. It also stretches into areas that have been covered on a federal level, such as the workforce, and it's a fairly comprehensive document. A lot of states have cybersecurity strategies, but they'll often be folded into wider IT plans. What New York State is doing is it's really putting a lot of resources behind this, something to the tune of over $90 million in the budget this year for cybersecurity. And they are going a step further by providing each of the counties with cybersecurity tools or software.
President Biden signed an executive order yesterday banning private equity and venture capital investments in some Chinese technology companies. The order covers the semiconductor, quantum computing, and artificial intelligence sectors. Investment in some forms of these technologies will be prohibited, and Americans doing business in these industries more broadly in China will be required to inform the U.S. government about those investments. U.S. officials have cast the moves as targeted efforts to protect national security. Officials in Beijing say Washington is trying to hamper its economic growth. WSJ Beijing Bureau Chief Jonathan Cheng has more.
For some of these technologies, I'm thinking about quantum computing, artificial intelligence, most of that is still in the future. I mean, right now in August 2023, it's hard to say what applications are eventually going to come out of these technologies. Semiconductors is, of course, very much a here and now sort of concern. It's already a critical ingredient in almost every other kind of advanced technology, including those with military applications. The military piece of it is very important. It's explicitly a part of the reason why the Biden administration is doing this, because they see semiconductors, quantum computing, and AI as potential tools and potential ingredients into military technologies that could be used in the event of a conflict.
To hear more from Jonathan, check out yesterday's AM edition of the What's News podcast. Now to some exclusive WSJ reporting. Tesla's autopilot system failed to identify stopped emergency vehicles in a Texas crash, We've obtained exclusive footage and data logs from one of 16 Tesla crashes under investigation by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, or NHTSA, involving Tesla's autopilot feature and emergency vehicles. Autonomous vehicle experts say the footage suggests the car's software struggled with distinguishing flashing lights. Officers injured in Texas are suing Tesla, claiming the crash was caused by the autopilot system. Tesla denies the allegations and is claiming the fault lies with the driver. NHTSA declined to comment on an ongoing investigation, and Tesla did not respond to our request for comment. You can check out the full video investigation on our website. We'll include a link in our show notes. Coming up, is 17,077 a prime number? You might not want to ask ChatGPT. We'll explain why when we come back.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. That's what I hear when I make another sale on Shopify, the all-in-one commerce platform that allows you to start, run, and grow your business. Shopify is revolutionizing millions of businesses worldwide. So sign up for a £1 per month trial period at shopify.co.uk/podcast23, all lowercase, and take your business to the next level today.
OpenAI's ChatGPT has taken the world by storm since it was made available to the public last November. But the updated version, GPT-4, has actually gotten worse at some basic skills, according to an investigation by researchers at Stanford University and the University of California, Berkeley. One area where the program seems to have slipped over time is math. Our columnist Josh Zumbrunn joins us with more about this. Josh, tell us about this research.
They give it a handful of different tests. One of the tests is fairly basic, is they just ask it, is 17,077 a prime number? Which is an interesting problem because when you get into larger prime numbers, it's really easy to verify once you know the answer, but it's a little bit tricky to figure out. And what they found is that between March and June, GPT-4 got significantly worse at this type of problem. And then they're doing things that aren't even strictly math related, like they ask it a bunch of medical questions that are on the US medical licensing exam, and it's doing worse at those too.
So what do researchers think is going on?
There's this phenomenon that researchers who study AI have discovered. They call it drift. The idea here is that these are really complicated models that are doing a lot of different things. Like it can write a news story in the style of William Shakespeare. And so they're trying to improve its performance across a wide range of tasks. And what happens is you target one area of it that you're trying to improve, and you inadvertently make other areas worse.
Can you explain that? How did that happen?
First of all, we should be clear that I don't think anyone has a total handle on why the changes are making it worse on math, but the researchers have a hunch. And so one of the techniques that was discovered early on with AI was that if you asked the AI to explain its work, if you asked it to spell out the process to solving a math problem, it would tend to be more accurate than if you asked it to just give you the result. And so one of the reasons that you might have a change in safety affect a change in math is that one of the things they're trying to do for safety reasons is they're trying to stop the AI from responding to inappropriate queries. They're trying to stop it from giving offensive responses. And sometimes you avoid those sort of things by not engaging with certain questions as much or by giving much briefer responses to certain questions. And like I said, I want to emphasize that we don't know exactly how what's going on inside the model. But one of the things that researchers think could be happening is that you're making these changes for like a safety reason, and you end up making it so you give a shorter response to a math question as well. And when you give the shorter response to that math question and don't show your work, you end up mucking it up along the way.
Has OpenAI, the maker of ChatGPT and GPT-4, said anything about this?
The response they gave me, the response they've given in public a couple of times when people have said, this model seems to be getting worse, is that they've said that their priority is to make their newer model smarter across the board. So this isn't intentional that they're making the math worse as they make something else better. They're trying to make it better at a comprehensive range of tasks. But they acknowledge that the evaluation methodology isn't perfect and they're trying to improve it too.
Is this just a chatbot thing, or is this something that could apply throughout the artificial intelligence industry?
No, I mean, this is something that the researchers in Stanford and Berkeley who are doing this study had previously documented this. Even with machine learning, this is an issue. The machine learning algorithms are similarly very complicated, and you try to fix one aspect of the model and you inadvertently make another model worse. Now, the thing the researchers said to me is that they've been studying this in other models, and they would see the performance of the model drift over a matter of years. And the thing that surprised them about ChatGPT is that it was just 3 months between the two versions that they tested, and they saw huge shifts in just those 3 months.
What does that mean for future generative AI tools, particularly as more companies look to integrate them into their own workflows?
Well, the researchers' takeaway is that if businesses are using these kinds of things, they really need to have a system in place to monitor the performance over time and like figure out how the model evolves over time. It's very different than most computer software. You think about something like Excel. Like if Excel is very good at a task now, you can feel very confident that you're going to be able to use Excel to do that task a year from now. And they're saying that AI is not like this right now, that just because you can do something with AI now, it doesn't mean that the version 3 or 6 months from now will still be doing that task. Big picture, it means that this isn't going to just advance in a straight line. This is going to be zigzagging all over the place.
This is early days for the technology. I mean, is that part of the problem? It just hasn't been fully developed yet, and once it is, we maybe won't have such a zigzaggy course for it?
The researchers think this is a really difficult and fundamental challenge to these types of complex models that are trying to do hundreds of different tasks, right? And so it could be something that it's kind of a fact of AI that we have to learn how to live with and how to adapt to.
So just because it's losing some of its knowledge doesn't mean it's less intelligent than when it first started?
Not necessarily. The metaphor is it takes one step forward and then it takes one step in who knows what direction. But the point is, over time, it's still taking more steps forward.
All right. Our columnist Josh Zumbrunn writes the numbers column for the Wall Street Journal. Thanks for joining us, Josh.
Thanks so much for having me.
And that's it for today's Tech News Briefing. If you want more tech stories, check out our website, WSJ.com. And if you like our show, please rate and review it. You can do that wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Zoe Thomas for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.